This is CliffCentral.com.
That was the sound of the door slamming of the people leaving the 8 o'clock debacle. Welcome to the Gas Comedy Podcast. It's Friday. It is a Friday. If you're listening to this on a Wednesday, just get into it.
We did this on a Friday. That's exactly what we did.
And we do this live. This one's live, so we'll do that one live, and then So welcome to it. With me, I've got Eric Janssen.
Yes,
he's here. Say hello to the Mensa.
Hello to the Mensa.
Say hello for the Mensa.
Hello for the Mensa.
Today's show is weird because, as usual, we've got people that we've lined up, and then we're just relying on technology to get hold of them. One of them, hopefully, is from New Zealand, and the other one is from Durban. So we're going to phone them both. Is that cool? Yeah, we're waiting for 2 minutes. Nope. I won't tell you who they are because if they're not there, then you're going to get excited, and then they're not there.
And then, disappointment. Exactly.
So tell us how this whole thing works, please.
This whole thing works Eric according Janssen. To the internet, which is amazing. You know the internet that was invented 10,100 and something days ago?
Yes.
Yeah, that thing. So what you do is you go onto cliffcentral.com if you want to listen through the website. Alternatively, download the app from the App Store, Cliff Central, and then you can listen to all podcasts, this one, the one after this, the one before this, whatever you like, whatever your fancy is in terms of podcasts, you can do that. Also, we have the WeChat channel. You can just WeChat us. I don't know what the...
Does the WeChat still account. Work? I've never
still
used
works.
WeChat.
It still works, right?
Yeah, I've had a chat while I'm having a poo.
Right, so
poo chat.
Right, so WeChat.
Madinga just walks in.
That's amazing.
You know what's amazing? I'll tell you this, Eric Janssen.
Yes.
What's happened to this podcast is I've put out a call to all comedians. If you're awake on a Friday afternoon, morning, what is it?
Morning. I wasn't morning. Awake. This
okay.
is the thing.
If you're awake you weren't one of the comedians I put it out to. I'll tell people exactly who's just arrived. So the doors are slamming. This is what it should be. I want this thing to be more of a like pull in. If you're awake at 8 o'clock on a Friday morning, it's your own fault.
Yeah.
And I put out to comedians, come and do this podcast. It exists on a digital format for years and years and years. If you go travel overseas, if you go to England, you go somewhere, you've got a digital format of your talking and telling what your story and what you are. So I want more comedians to come in here. Instead of me booking these guys, I'd love a surprise guest. Every Friday, someone must just walk in, and Loyisa Madinga
is the guy
who was
that walked
to
in
be,
now.
He just walked in. He was. Yeah. Tell us, you intro him because you know him much better. You guys hang around together.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy. Well, no, it's weird now because he's sitting like right next to me. Normally, we just do that thing in passing.
Okay, but we're going to come up to your good guy because we're going to keep it very structured.
What is that?
I've been told guy. There's no structure at this fucking thing, so I need to structure this thing. The structure has been spoiled now by Loyisa Madinga just
okay,
arriving.
Cool. So we can do the
just
thing again.
Do your thing, guys.
Okay,
right. So
okay.
you can download the app on the App Store, Cliff Central app. You can listen to all the podcasts, this one, the one before this, the one after this. We are the Gas Comedy Podcast. What else is there about this
there's
thing?
There's nothing else. We do a gig guide, so if you go to the website, you can
see. Go to the website, yes, gascomedy.co.za. Email info at gascomedy if you have info at gascomedy.co.za as well. If you have queries,
if you have queries, what must you do? Is there like
people,
a suggestion box?
Yeah, some people are like, hey, we don't understand why there are only gigs in Durban. Like, no, because comedy doesn't happen in Joburg this week.
Okay. There are some great gigs. I got a little bit of a chat. What do you call it? A chat on. A lot of comedian promoters, nice. Comedy promoters come and say, why don't you talk about our gig? And in fact, what they're saying is, your podcast is cool. Because that means they're listening to see if their gig's mentioned. So Mo from Samoka's got a great gig on, I think on the 25th?
Of, yes.
24th.
August.
That is in, are we on? Excellent. We've got, that's at Fire and Ice, I think, in Menland.
Menland, yes.
And who's, are you on that?
That's a blazing gig.
It is a blazing gig. Lift your mic up, front up, and then we can talk. Okay, Loyisa Madinga, the first time I met you, you'd won something called the Grusser Drop the Mic or Open the Mic or Put the Mic in Your Ass kind of competition. What was that all about?
Well, it's difficult to get a mic in one's ass. So
not really. You can see the sex shows on after us. They'll do that.
They can do anything.
With the loops. When was that? Because the first time I booked you was in Bedford View, and you arrived on a scooter.
Yeah, that was my scooter
late.
Days. Okay. Why was I late? I was lost. I wasn't late. I was flipping lost in Bedford.
No one knows where Bedford View is.
No one knows where that club... It wasn't even a club.
Nobody knows
thing?
Where it means, but it's provocative.
But it's provocative.
So now you arrived on your scooter, and you did a little gig.
You called Glenn too?
No, Glenn's not here yet. This is, it's radio. We can make a shit up.
Doesn't exist.
Okay, go.
Thank you.
So you arrived on your... This when
yeah,
when
and
was
that was a great gig. I wasn't expecting it to be such a good gig.
2011?
That was 2012.
Jeepers.
Yeah, that was my first year of comedy. Yeah.
And how are you doing comedy-wise? Just be straight up. Give
good.
Out of 10.
It's going well. It's going better than I expected. It's going really... I mean, like, it's been 4 years and I'm doing my first special this year, which it is quick. People think I probably... I'm sure people think I'm rushing, but I'm like, I know it's quick. So
no, there's no
right or wrong way.
No right or wrong. There's no way to say I'm doing my one man as soon as I'm cool. I've had not done a one man for 16 years, and I always doubt myself if
why
you gonna come see
you are literally
for an
one
hour.
Of the funniest guys in this country.
But I still look
originally funny guys in this country.
I watch the other guys and I think like, damn, this guy's got his shit together, and I'm gonna go on a tangent and people are gonna sit there.
Doug,
going, when does he start the show? Like, it's an hour in.
For me, like, have you seen this guy's vaginas in a glass?
No, I haven't seen that actually.
Nobody can.
You know what's weird is I actually have those
vaginas
at home.
No one can do a gag about some psycho killer who puts women's vaginas in and make that funny. And you made that, and you kept saying the word vagina in a glass. And that should get uncomfortable, but it doesn't. It just gets funnier and funnier.
Okay, we're not talking about me here. We're talking about you. You've got a one-man show coming out, and then I've also got someone on the phone.
Yeah, that's...
Tanya, I can hear you talking. I can hear you talking, Tanya. Sorry, how are you? Yes.
Listen, you're talking rubbish there.
That's what we do, babe. It's a comedy podcast, whatever that is. Who? Where are you? Where are you?
Where am I? We're sitting in the garden.
Well, obviously.
Having a cup of coffee. Isn't it sad?
That's not sad.
And the sun is shining.
Okay, cool. You are in Durban.
I'm in Durban.
Deadbin. Okay, now I'll explain to these comedians because they're all looking at me like I'm crazy. Comedy doesn't exist in one realm. So I love your TV show, and no one knows about this about me, but I'm a keen gardener.
Good job.
This was Tanya the gardener. I thought
this
is
Tanya.
Voice.
Oh, I see. Okay, with me I've got Louisa Madinga's here, Glenn Biederman, Pam's here, and then Eric Janssen's also here, and I'm Dave. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
So now, how did you get... This is not the funny part of it. I want to know, how did you get a TV show?
Oh, it's actually quite a funny story.
I was
sitting in bed one Sunday morning, as people do, like flicking through the channels, like, oh my word. And then I came across this gardening program. And I had a look at the gardening program, and I was like appalled. I was like, my word.
Name and shame. Name and shame. Was it Melanie Walker?
I can't. No!
Was it that Reino, that big, what's his name?
Reino.
Reino or something.
Die Nitzmann.
Yeah, the big guy.
Yeah, you know, he came to my garden and plowed my whole yard just with his fingers.
I was lying there and I thought, no, come on, we got to have better than this. So, you know when they're like, the credits come up but nobody watches? So I got the executive producer's telephone number, and the next week, boy, I hunted them down. But, you know, it's like trying to find a needle in a haystack, because you phone these big companies.
Well, I mean, that's if you're into that
you
kind of gardening. You know, I don't do haystacks. I do clivias.
No, I eventually got a hold of the techie, and I said, you know, this is really bad. I mean, I'm sure we could do better. And then they said, well, can you do a better job?
Well, you know what, Tanya? I want you to know that's why you're on the show. That's exactly why you're on the show, because so many comedians come to me and say, how do we start the industry? How do we get in? How do we do this? And 9 times out of 10, it's basically based on, I can do a better job than that, or give me a shot. Let me try. And you delivered.
Just give me a shot.
Exactly.
You just got to give me a shot.
Myself.
So the next week, I was going up to Joburg, and I had one of those cameras, like, stuck up your left nostril, you know, when they're doing one of those screen test things to see if you'll freak out or if you'll pull really funny faces. And, yeah, they said, okay, you got a gardening show. So I said, cool. And that was like 10 years ago. So,
jeepers. You know, and do you struggle? Like, I've done 4 of these podcasts and I've run out of guests and run out of ideas. Do
you run out? God, that's why you're talking to me.
Yeah, I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel. I'm phoning chicks in Durban.
That's funny.
No, how do you do your content? Bad. Do you get content management? Do you have a meeting with an editor? What do you do?
No, we literally, we kind of plan a season, and then the film crew arrive. We've got one director, 2 cameramen. They arrive and I say, right, today we're doing this, this, and this.
Okay.
And we do it. Yeah. And we make a TV program.
Jeepers. And for 10 years. But so, I love, you know what, Brandon and myself, I'm not saying why we watch your show, but we are involved in a bit of herbal technology in our home.
Oh, my word.
And we're very proud of what we've
really?
Got. Yeah, yeah. So we watch your show with a keen interest just in terms of, like, nutrients for the soil and lights and stuff for our herbs that we grow. In we call it, it's called Benoni Window Box.
Oh, I see. I hope you've got the right light conditions.
Well, this is what we've realized now, that the darker it is, the more juicy the leaves get on our basil.
Well, they would. They would. Yes.
Okay.
And the more food they get, the healthier they grow.
Are we talking about the same herbs? Rocket.
I think we're on the same herb.
Okay.
Rocket, yes.
Yes, Rocket.
It's got that really punchy kick.
So now, do people do people stop you in the street and say, "Listen, I'm having trouble with this, and can you just tell me about structure and gardening and irrigation?"
Absolutely. Also, they're always inviting me over for a bra. Come over for a bra and design my garden.
Oh, really? Because that was my next question. Wow. What are you doing? Can I fly you up from Durban and just come and see my little garden? Because at the moment, what I did was I moved into a small place and I didn't like the grass because it was different. Because I'm very OCD, is that right?
Yes.
OCD. You like straight lines.
Straight lines, man. And then what I did was, and people hate me for this, is I dug up the grass, I leveled it out, and I put AstroTurf down in my garden. I've got like a 5 meter squared of AstroTurf. Am I a bad person, Tanya?
No, you know what? But the bottom line is, if you can't manage it, get rid of it.
That's it. And I'm also, as a comedian, I'm traveling a lot, so AstroTurf is brilliant.
Well, yeah, well, AstroTurf is lovely. Yeah, well.
It looks real.
Yeah, I'll forgive you.
Listen, my pot plants are around it, are real. My lollipop
trees. No, well, then that's fine. But, you know, the point is it stays green all the time. But I'm not a fan, because I'm a bit OCD about my lawn.
Jeez, you must see, I just got frustrated. As soon as I saw one weed, I got angry, and then I just said, I went to the 163 rand a meter, plow it down. There we go.
Well, then you've got to, when you get so angry, then you've got to up your medication. And so
how do you see, that's why I have to grow those herbs to calm down.
those herbs.
The rocket's very soothing for that. You should try chamomile tea at night and see that works.
But this is what I think, as these comedians that are sitting here looking at me, I'm going to interview people from different realms, because your show is, I think you've got a cheeky sense of humor that comes out, and only certain, I suppose maybe Brandon and I, after using our rocket on Saturday mornings, watching your show, we get your sense of humor. You are a very funny, funny lady.
Well, thank you. You know what? If it's not funny, good Lord, life is so short.
Exactly. Yeah. And do you know of a comedian called Glenn Biederman Pam?
I have heard of the name.
Have you really? Are you serious?
He's with us now.
He's going to talk on the microphone.
Well, that's a very strange surname.
Well, it is. He wants to say hello. He's
hi.
Just so excited.
Oh, hello.
Brenda. How's it? How are you?
Tanya.
I'm well. Brenda's
the second.
Oh, he called you Brenda. With confidence.
The problem is, he's been sitting with his headphones on for the past 5 minutes asking if he can say something.
The first thing is,
hi, Brenda.
Okay, here we go. Start again. Okay, Tanya, meet Glenn.
Tanya.
Hello, Brenda. No.
It's Glenda.
Glenda. Oh, Glenda. Nice.
We've been having a bit of rocket here in the studio.
Yeah, it's crazy. This is absolutely crazy in here. But we'll get to that later. What I want to know is, when are you going to? What I want to know is how do you give tips to gardeners in Johannesburg? Because all our plants and our grass is all so dry and yellow. How does one maintain, Brenda, Tanya, the
moisture of the grass?
The moisture in a dry climate such as Johannesburg.
That's the most boring question.
No, I'm.
It's a very technical question for a comedy channel, but I'll answer it.
Well, thank you. The
bottom line is that, yes, things go to sleep in the half elf, and you've got to let them go to sleep.
Right.
You know, it's winter. They go to sleep. So just get over it. They're going to go to sleep. Your lawn's going to look really cut. And what's going to happen is, as soon as the temperatures start rising, I mean, this weekend, it was like 24 in Joburg. I was up at Dekkerik.
Crazy.
It was a beautiful day.
Well, you came to Joburg and you didn't say, "Dave, come meet me, let's have a cup of tea." Chamomile.
No, I didn't know you then.
Okay, well, now I know you. You come to Joburg. If I find out, I'll put tracker on one of your clivias.
And what's going to happen, as soon as you have a bit of rain, everything's going to green up. But as soon as you have that first rain, you've got to run out there and buy some fertilizer. And you've got to put some fertilizer on your lawn.
Let me tell you, these comedians know about shit. They talk a lot of shit.
Exactly. And then it's going to green up. So that's what you've got to do.
What about fires, Tanya? My neighbor's garden was on fire, and he said, "No, leave it. It'll actually kill the seeds." And the new
was
seeds
on
come
fire.
Up. Yes, I live in Modderfontein.
Was that by choice?
No, I think I might have thrown one of our rocket edge. What are those things at the end of the rocket called?
Well, yes, fire will kill the seeds, but I don't know what seeds you want to kill, so I'm not really going to answer that.
Okay. But he said, no, the grass comes out really green. Just before spring, he actually burns his garden, and then a greener grass comes from underneath through the black, like a phoenix cuckoo.
Well, if you want to burn your front lawn, I think you might be arrested.
I think so, yeah. In my little, especially my lawn, which will have like a plastic
smell.
And you
can't burn your AstroTurf, so you're out of that.
Okay, good. So in turn, I don't want to ask you any more boring questions. You are fabulous, and we want to talk to you some more, because I'm going to grow my rocket, and then you must tell me if I'm doing things right. Are you into herbs at all?
You must buy the wild rocket. Wild Rocket. Because that one's got even
song.
A bigger punch.
Do you know that song?
Bigger punch.
Wild Rocket! You make my... No, that's different, huh?
No, that's
Wild Rocket, you moved me. Okay.
Tanya, who's your favorite gardener?
Margaret Gardner.
He's overseas. He's quite wet.
He's overseas.
Okay. What happened to Keith Kirsten, Tanya?
He's around. Ah. He's around and alive and well. And he's a good guy.
I love Keith Kirsten because he's the only one who gave me advice when no one would. I had a funny little, like a rusty like fungus on my roses. And he said, get some lemon juice and spray it. He didn't try and sell me anything expensive.
Can I ask a question, actually?
Oh, wait, Tanya, this is Loyisa Madinga.
I grow stuff on my balcony. There's always these little green nymph, little insecty. They don't do any damage, but
if you've got a nymph on your balcony, let it in.
Yeah, they're little six-legged things. You can take them and squash them between your fingers.
Why? But they don't seem to do anything, but they just infest.
No, they do. They're like leeches. They suck out all the sap out of your plants.
Oh, is it?
So yeah, must you kill them by hand?
But I can't kill them. There's so many of them.
You can just squash them. Really? You can get a spray, but it's easy actually just squash them. Okay. Or take your hose pipe and spray them off to the neighbor.
That's okay. Not your problem, Loy.
Thank
Give
you.
It to your neighbor.
Yeah. Hose pipe.
Yeah. Tanya, we're going to talk to you again because I need you to help me in my growth of my herbs. And but do you do herb gardens? I'm not talking.
We do. Herb gardening is in, man. If you grow herb gardens, you are in with the trend.
And sunlight important, or is that not as true
sun,
as I say?
5 hours, minimum. Really? 5 hours sunlight a day.
Okay.
And
that's the golden rule.
I'm going to grow some Wild Rocket and comedians in the garden. I think you should have a comedian on your show, I'm just saying.
Definitely.
Oh, okay. FYI.
So we've got it. There are some great Durban comics that I can put you in touch with. And
they've all moved to Joburg.
And I'll move.
Yeah, we can talk about delicious monsters and
exactly.
bushes and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. Trimming your bush and a delicious monster.
Yes.
That is nothing. He's got a nymph on his fucking balcony.
I've got nymphs on
that is not letting into the house.
Whenever I think they come because I trim my bush.
Bushes. Ah, look at that.
Okay, well, you know what? We had a prize in the studio for the first person to say trim your bush, and it goes to Tanya Fisser. What is your show called? Let's talk about. Tell people to watch it. When's it on?
It's called The Gardener. It's on channel 176.
Is that the most original name you could come up with?
Exactly. I mean,
why do you call it?
Do
you know me?
There's a great song called The Gardener by the tallest man on earth. You must listen to that song. It's about a man.
Gardener.
It's about a man who kills. Who kills all the potential lovers of his girlfriend.
Is that a song?
And then plants a garden in the backyard with their bodies. He used their bodies to fertilize. It's a great song.
Oh,
it's a song.
It's,
is
like
it,
orange it's, is the new black.
It's a beautiful song, though. That's it's literally it's like a really
you
dope song.
You are a dark man. I mean, I don't mean skin color. But that is some dark shit, man. Are you listening
it's
to that?
It's like a country song, right? Yeah, it's like really
does it inspire you to do that to all your lovers?
No.
Do dead bodies work as fertilizer, man? Tanya, where are you? Oh, she's gone.
I'm right here.
Is that true? Like a dead body would have all the nutrients that
no,
you could compost?
No, we're not going to talk about that. But yes, if you need to get rid of your mother-in-law or something.
It's calcium.
Yeah,
that's right. Oh, it's got
Tanya,
all the nutrients.
Well, Tanya, there is a great product. I'm not going to punt product. I'm not going to say its name
you
now.
Can, man. No one listens to this thing.
There's like seven listeners and
when
all
is
of
the
them are unemployed.
Tanya, how many viewers have you got?
People should use that Pokashi stuff.
Oh, that stuff is wicked.
That was an exciting sound.
That stuff is what?
Oh, no,
Bokashi. It's so wicked, right?
Bokashi's wicked because it chews bones. It takes like leftover.
Yeah, what? The guys are looking at me funny here. What Bokashi is, guys?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lloyd.
Is you take your food waste, like all your extra food, like from whatever you are chopping and you lift on the side,
yes,
whatever's on the plate, and then
eggshells, banana peels,
everything,
coffee grounds.
Yeah, and
yes.
You put that in a it's this bucket and you mix.
I've
it
got
with this
that.
Bokashi
I didn't know
stuff.
It was called Bokashi.
It's blazing. That thing makes the most.
It's amazing.
Amazing.
My AstroTurf went brown when I threw it on. We've lost Loy, Tanya. Okay, now let's say goodbye to you
device.
Properly because people say that I don't say goodbye to my guests properly and I don't let them talk. So is there anything you want to say that's not comedy related?
I just want to say thanks guys. Good luck with your rocket. Keep it real and keep those herbs going and the balcony gardening. Squash those little six-legged little buggers.
Sweet.
Or spray it into your neighbor because that's the best way.
And when is your show on what channel?
176.
176.
22nd of August.
Oh, you got a new season?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, then, no. Well, you know, Brandon and I are going to be watching. in our underpants with our rockets.
Oh, the picture's terrible.
Wow.
Just something for you to think about while you're ploughing through the herbs there.
You said underwear and then
fantastic.
Ploughing directly your after that.
Keep your herb, keep your heads trimmed and we'll see you soon.
Cheers, Danya.
Okay. Bye.
So now, the podcast, we are allowed to just phone anyone, right? That's the rules.
Is it?
Glenn, who have you got anyone outside of comedy? Because what I believe is comedy, it cannot exist with just us. You know what happened? We spoke about stuff and we talk so in-house of our things. And the people listening going, well, who's he talking about? We know who we're talking about. Who's the biggest doers in comedy?
Doers?
It's Glenn.
It's like, yeah, like to say, can you please introduce me properly?
All right, first of all, let's start the show properly. We did the how you can get hold of the stuff.
That is literally your whole intro. Hi, this is Glenn Biederman Pat.
And you know what he does on stage? He goes, hi, how are you?
Hi.
And you good? Are you good? I'm good as well. How's things? And he just does that.
No one laughs
so
or responds.
So what happened was, I said to people, come to the show whenever you want to talk about your comedy stuff. So have you got stuff happening at the moment?
I don't want to talk about that. I first want to be introduced. Can you please introduce me?
Yeah. Getting to that. God. Firstly, Eric Janssen, great comedian, young rising star in the comedy world on the podcast.
Nice. Thank you.
Loisa Madinga, who's got a show coming up. When is it?
29th of October till the 1st of 29th of September to the 1st of October, Born Free-ish, at the Morrow's Arch at the Goliath Comedy Club.
Is that what's going to be?
Do
you take the whole night or do you take the second half?
I take the second half.
For your full, how long? 45 minutes?
An hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's long.
Okay, so that is Loisa Madinga, and he's on from the September the something to
September
the October
29th
the
to October the 1st.
Yes.
One night's already sold out.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
that's
family.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
All right, then, so that's Loisa Madinga. Remember the name? Have you got a Twitter handle?
Loisa
Madinga. I'm not going to introduce Glenn, if you noticed. I give a fuck about you. Come on my show.
Loisa Madinga on Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
And that's Madinga. Hey?
Madinga.
M-A-D-I-N-G-A. You used to call yourself Loy Mad. Why did you change that?
You know what that was? All that was at school, we're told, when we were given our school email addresses, we're told use the first 3 letters of your first name, the first 3 letters of your last name.
That's what they taught you at school.
No,
we used to
told,
do maths
taught.
And stuff.
And then they teach you how to use the first 3 letters of your first name.
Hello, class. Today we're going to talk about your first 3 letters of your name. Like, Loy, your first 3 are L-O-Y. And then you wrote that down.
Write it down, so you don't want to forget.
This is Mad. But it is a cool gangster name, Loy Mad. Yeah, but it also has a madness to it, and I don't like that with comedy.
Yes.
Guys who wear funny shirts on stage, I think, like, your shirt's actually
doing better than
upstaging you,
buddy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, some people wear funny jerseys.
Skull Poseidon does wear funny jerseys. He wears jerseys of himself. I don't know if you've seen that.
I'm going to tweet Glenn's current jersey.
Yeah, by the way, as well, can you also tweet the show? Can you take some pictures of Glenn and Loy and Duncan? Because a lot of people ask me, what does Duncan look like? And he's a damn fine looking piece of chocolate.
Junk's
he's
baby.
Like, you know those chocolates you buy with the flavoring?
Yes.
Like you buy chili chocolate or orange flavored?
Just say something in Duncan. The mic.
Oh, boy.
Hey, everyone. That was not. He doesn't look like he sounds.
He doesn't look like he sounds.
He looks like he sounds like, hey, everyone.
This is Duncan.
But then he comes on the mic and he's like, hey.
Duncan reminds me of that guy in the Green Mile.
Oh,
the one that could fix
Clark
the dead
Duncan.
Animals.
Passed away last
Michael
year.
A couple of years ago. Oh, yes,
Michael
you do
Clark
look like
Duncan.
Him. Yes.
Well, have you got 3 names?
Yes,
speaking
I did.
Of, hang on. Here we go. There's an intro.
Speaking
about Michael Clark Duncan and Sarah Jessica Parker, we have with us in the studio, and it's really such a privilege to have you with us in the studio today.
I'm cutting your face out of
young comics really are inspired by your work. Please welcome, with a round of applause, Mr. Glenn Biederman Pam.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hi, Glenn.
Thanks.
What shows
Hi.
Are you doing? How How's you? Comedy been treating
yeah,
you?
Yeah, good. Firstly, I'd just like to say thank you so much for having me on the
please,
show.
Man.
You know, and it's amazing how all the champagne and others
hookers.
Are those real? Are those,
that is real cocaine.
You can touch them if you want to. That's incredible. And all these great. That's how, is, does this stuff just
each
get
guy
brought
gets
in?
A pile.
Okay.
And
wow.
By pile, I mean hemorrhoid.
I was just going to say you have to bring your own credit card, but never mind.
Now, listen, tell me, Glenn, what shows have you done recently?
I was just.
Because you're also an actor.
I am an actor. I can do some acting, Look at this. I'm doing a New York accent right now. Just so easy.
You do voiceovers?
I can go straight into a British accent, and then I can go into a Russian, something like this. See, I did all the.
You're so range. Your range is incredible.
All the white accents.
All white.
I can do
all the white accents.
I can do Loisa Madinga.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Loisa Madinga.
I'm as
black as the Ace of Spades.
No.
But I went to Sandringham.
No.
Wait, what school did you go to, Loy? This great school you went to where they teach you the 3 letters of your name. It's Model D school. What school was it?
Marty School.
What?
That
Let's go to history, yes. Where are you from?
St. Patrick's. I'm from Eastern Cape. I went to a school in Kokstad called St. Patrick's.
Is there a nice way of saying Kokstad?
Yeah, Kokstad.
Kokstad.
Mm. Did you finish school and do things and
it
drama?
It sounds like a porn star's
and
name. Jim Kokstad.
did you do drama at school and stuff?
I did, actually. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Okay,
I was always...
And sport, you're not the biggest guy, little guy.
I was first team rugby for 2 years.
Scrum off, hooker.
From standard nine, wing and fullback.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
These are interesting things. People don't know about this.
I'm 1.65 meters tall now. Mm. I used to be the high jumper.
For the junior school?
No, for like...
to scare the kids.
I jumped 182.
My God.
Yeah.
And why are you doing comedy? You know the Olympics are on now.
No, but they like jump like 240 is the world record.
It's amazing. The first Olympics ever in the history of Olympics, that's since 18 or whatever, a black girl won a gold medal in the swimming. First. I don't know if that was the sound we make, but that's the first time. So you could have been the first black high jumper.
That American
midget,
girl.
First black midget high jumper.
Wow. Wow, really, Dave? Really?
We're little people.
Thank you,
little people. 1.65. You're the same height as Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I am, actually. Hmm. And taller than...
You know what?
She's like the hottest...
Loyissa Mandinga.
Who's that Latina woman?
I'm going to introduce you.
Old school. She was in...
Gloria Estefan.
Huh? No.
Gloria Estefan.
Did this guy just say...
Paula Abdul.
She got like...
Big tits. Salma Hayek.
I'm taller than
Salma
Hayek.
So let me just introduce
all that matters to me.
Oh, wow.
This is Luis Mendinga. He's not as tall as some people, but he's not as short as most.
I'm tall on the inside.
Okay, good. Glenn Biederman, Pam, tell us about your comedy gigs you've got coming up.
Yeah, you know what, David? I will be in London.
What about Bad Jews?
Bad Jews is coming up in November. That's at the Fugard Theatre in December. And then, you know what, David? I'm going to be... Do you have London listeners? Can you get in from London?
This is a podcast. It's not a radio show. They just listen. Koki Falco was on with us last time.
Well speaking of Koki Falco,
Eddie Kazar, we tried to phone him. He didn't answer.
All these people.
He's getting such a man excitement here.
All these
moist.
People are people that I'm about to work with in London.
You're going to London?
I'm going to London.
Well, now do you understand why I have you on the show?
Yes, I'm going to London with Koki Falco, Mark Lottering, Alan Committee, Skulk Poseidonote, and
why do you have to say his? Why didn't you say Mark Lottering when you said that as a coloured as well?
Mark Lottering.
Okay.
Because that's how he talks. And then the people.
racist.
That's not black swimmer
wins gold.
Yeah.
Do you do any sport, Glenn? Because you're not built in a
David,
jock.
David, I play sport almost every day. I play soccer at 6 o'clock in the morning at Waverley Sports Club. And you
five
more
aside
than welcome.
At all.
Yeah, five aside.
Have you seen as a 47-year-old man what my knees will do at a soccer event?
At a sports watching event.
Watching, even playing, just watching.
No, I haven't.
I watched Olympics the other night and got a cramp. Soul.
Wow.
In my soul.
What were you watching? The Russian
synchronized swimming.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, did you see that one Russian the show jumping lady?
I don't
have
the
whole round.
If the horse is doing all the work, it's not a sport.
No, but that Russian lady was brilliant. She did the full thing, no penalties, did the whole round. And the second round, she took the horse with as well. She's definitely on something.
Wow. David, you play a bit of sport, don't you?
I did cricket when I was in Cape Town. I actually played cricket with Nick Rabinowitz. We had a bit of a Jewish weird cricket side.
I know him.
I felt sorry for anyone. The slips, he has the slips. Myself, Nick Rabinowitz, and your guy.
Are you Jewish,
Alan Committee.
Oh, you're joking.
Not Jewish. So just that was the slip thing. So we just chirped these guys so much.
That is amazing.
So we'd win based on our chirps, our sledging.
Oh, brilliant. What did
Nick
you say?
Don't hit the next ball.
Those guys chirps.
What did you say? Now you're going to London. This is
going
big.
To London.
Yeah, talk slowly so people can see you in London.
How
we'll
does it work? How do these things? Can they hear me now?
Can't hear you now. They'll download it on their app.
Okay.
And then when you're in London, you can say, guys, this is my podcast, and say
Glenn
something about yourself.
Okay. Can we hear them?
Can we hear them?
Okay.
Breathing.
Okay, we will be in London with the Cape Town Jive Funny Festival that is going to London. It's called the
it's
Cape Town
weird,
Funny Festival.
You call it the Cape Town Funny Festival and then take it to London?
And take it to London. Very odd. Very weird. But just go with me here, David.
I'm trying.
Okay, try. Go with
you
me to London.
You are the most cheekiest, obnoxious guest we've had. And we've had Tanya Fisser, the gardener.
I thought I was going to be speaking to Gareth. That's why I came here. I have no idea
Listen,
why.
Listen, you know what I'm going to do? People that are misbehaved on this show have to stay for the sex show afterwards.
The sex
you
show?
You will not be the same after that.
Oh, wow. I can't wait. Okay.
You can't wait.
No, well, I don't know. Do I have... Do we...
They're going to tie you up.
Okay, I'll see.
Do you know you still haven't finished this Cape Town London thing?
Okay. So just quickly, it's the Leicester Square Theatre.
Take your time.
Okay. So you're probably going to edit this out anyway.
We don't have money to edit this.
This is live. That's the hour we have.
Oh, we're doing this for an hour.
Okay, yeah. People are listening, so talk slowly.
It's the Leicester Square Theatre on the 13th and 14th of October. And
okay, say this again. So 13th and 14th, that's two nights.
That's two nights.
With six or seven of you. So it's Cokie, yeah. Mark Lotring, Alan Committee, Skulk Bazadnote, Glenn Biedem
and
Pam.
Yes, and Shimmy Isaacs.
Okay, so that's a crazy South African lineup.
It's Isaacs, you racist.
I'm noticing, like, you know what I figured? Luisa loves talking about racism. But
yeah, he really doesn't like the racism.
He has a collection.
He's not a fan of the racism. Definitely not a fan. He likes to explain it in his comedy. You've got a joke or two, or
tell
nine,
us it.
Or your
Listen,
entire
let's
one
give
man
them
show about racism.
No, give us your line. A line that's edgy.
No.
Come on, man. Do the mime.
It's like that guy, is it?
No.
Do the mime.
He did
on
a
the
great.
Radio.
Yeah. Well,
are you fucking mad?
Okay, but he. Guys, seriously.
Okay, wait, let's do that.
This is your fault.
Please,
you asked him to come onto the show. You asked Glenn to come onto the show.
We're going to have an ad break, and then I'm also going to play a little bit of comedy.
Okay, correct.
So coming up now is, I don't know if we have ads, because I want people to sponsor this. Mm. And what I've got you on here for is to say things like the Jive Comedy Festival.
Yes.
He talks about that stuff that you do compost with.
Bokashi.
So we want maybe the Bokashi makers can sponsor the show, because we do talk a lot of shit.
Right.
So a compost, I think a compost fertilizer sponsor would be great.
That would be amazing. That would really be great.
Eric, what do you think? Who should sponsor the show? Did you just blow a bubble now with your chin cup?
Yeah, they did.
That's so grown up. That's so almost, grown up.
Yeah. When you blow a bubble, I can't tell what's
bubble. There we go. Now officially everybody has taken a shot in this station.
Glenn hasn't.
That is.
We've been bagging on his jersey.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now annoying
is. Glenn thinks it's a compliment.
So tell me, Eric, who should sponsor the show? What's a good? We talk about comedy. We talk about venues. We talk about a lot of travel. So let's see who can sponsor. Who do you think should sponsor this?
Yo, I think Emirates should sponsor us. Fly Emirates. And just take this podcast elsewhere.
Okay, good.
From
I like
there.
You know that's big. How the internet works, right?
You're thinking big. And the airplanes work different to the internet. You can't download an airplane. Although people do.
No, but they're going
to
be like, wow, they're plugging a show. And it's all over. Let's take the podcast.
Listen, we were
going to
have
America.
A guest. Ursula Carlson was going to be here with us today. And she is from Benoni. And she lives in New Zealand. And she... has done flipping marvelously. So people talk about female comics that we don't know about. And he has this lady in New Zealand kicking ass. So I'm going to send this podcast to her, and she's going to be on next week, because I told her it's on Friday. So she thought it was tomorrow, because there's a time difference. So in New Zealand, it's the 8th of October, 1923.
Yes.
And she now thought it was Saturday the 19th of 20.
I can see how you can make that mistake.
She said, are you phoning me on the 34th of August?
Okay.
And, like, there's people listening. Someone in Dublin is listening to us.
No ways.
We love Duncan.
Duncan, there's no.
Oh, fuck. Get this chick off the thing, please. How do we block people?
Junk's baby.
How do we block Cindy? Cindy Mundo. She got a hot profile pic. She loves you.
Oh, it's one of those.
All men like to think they are marrying nymphomaniacs. The problem is, after a few years, the nympho leaves and the maniac stays.
Oh, that's funny.
That has to do with your nympho comments.
Your nymph on your balcony.
What you have on your roses are aphids.
Aphids, that's what I was
If I had a nymph on my balcony, I'd be like, I'd push up against the balcony so she'd lean forward. Okay, then Michelle Kirschenbaum's also listening. There really is a good reason to listen to the guest comedy podcast, other than to sit back and enjoy the mindless chatter. Hey, man, I thought, you know what? Someone said comedians are very
that's
intelligent.
That's all chatter.
Comedians are very intelligent.
All chatter's
mindless. Are you intelligent, Loy? While you're on your phone there, while I'm interviewing you on a live podcast.
I'm tweeting about the show and
Ooh,
shit.
Sorry. Can you not you can, really? Someone actually, in the sex show, they had a person here and they urinated on each other.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I mean, we
I'm
take the piss, hey?
Dave Levinson.
They've had porn stars on here. I think they've
had
I promo their show a lot more than I do my own.
Lloyd, when
is your show again? Because people listening won't care.
29th of...
Which one sold out?
The 30th is sold out.
So we can talk about the 29th at the Goliath Comedy Club.
We've not spoken about this.
We haven't spoken, but people sometimes tune in later.
I also got
chat on by a guy called Mo. He said, please talk about my gigs at the Menland. Now, Menland's a great gig at Fire and Ice.
It's a great gig.
And he's also got the one at Fire and Ice at...
Melrose Arch.
Yes.
Plus just follow Samoka. And then
hang on. Samoka's also got on Twitter, he's got his Samoka handle. And yes. I will tweet it now with the show. But he's also got a great thing at Radizio. Have you done Radizio in Bedford View?
I haven't done Radizio.
Yes.
You hosted there.
Yes. Really
I did
nice.
Once.
Yeah. Have you? You've also got a gig in Bedford View.
You know, it's a challenging gig because it's a restaurant and people are chowing.
Right.
So you
can't
go, you start at night.
Yeah, I die.
Why did you die? Have you ever leave a show and wonder why you died, or did you just move on to the next one?
You first just go, I probably shouldn't be doing comedy at all.
Do you really that far? You go that far?
Yeah, right. It hurts.
Let me give you a story. People that have jobs, 9-to-5 jobs, say now someone who works at an accounting firm.
Yeah.
If they have a shitty day, do you think they even worry? They get up in the morning and they go to work the next day.
That's blazing, but they hate their job anyway. I actually love mine, but then I want to be good at mine.
You love it too much. So you didn't die because your comedy's not good. There's a whole lot of factors there. Rodizio is a restaurant. They're eating food. They've got smoking section.
There's all
They've
of that. But then you always want
to use 1 foot. One,
you always
want
to over. But the best is when you overcome those things. When
even
you
on
go,
the stage,
they were eating.
You.
There were pillars. It was shit time. It was daytime. And I still rocked it.
Okay. No, well then you're putting too much pressure on your stuff. You're not that good.
Why are you even doing a one man show? What's wrong with you?
So and Glenn, you know what I also love is
can we talk
comedians. Yeah, let's talk to someone else. The banter backstage with comedians, and I try to get this environment here. And we talk such lack of stuff.
Yes.
And not just comedy. We talk about ambitious things we want to do, business ideas, things. And backstage is where it happens for the comedians. We're not. And also, you gravitate towards certain comedians. Some, you kind of go, hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's.
And Tosh. Hi. And then he starts talking, and we go, cool.
Yeah.
There's conversation.
Hi,
over.
There's it's like friendship and comedy, I find it's like people just respect each other. It's like if you meet two comics meet and you're like, hey, my friend's a comic, hey,
people
we're not
ask
friends.
You hang around together.
Yeah, you're like, no, we're not friends.
John
but if
Christmas
you see the guy
me,
on stage.
Why don't you invite me for a braai? And I said, what am I going to braai? Like two brinjals and a bag of fucking.
Why you got to hate on vegetarians, dog?
No, he's proper vegan. It's going to be the most boring braai. Plus, he can't braai on the same grill. It's just going to be. So that's why he doesn't come. Also, I don't have a braai. But I don't. Comedians don't hang. When last did me and you and I go to a place and just hang?
Last
I'm pointing,
podcast, actually.
I'm pointing at Eric Janssen.
That was the last podcast we did. Actually, we went to McDonald's. It was awkward though, because we're just sitting there, because the dude was showing us things on his iPad. What is his name?
His name is Nadeem Solomon.
Nadeem
showing stuff
Solomon.
On his iPad.
He's just
showing
us. Just say people's names, like.
Nadeem was showing us stuff on his iPad, and I was shocked that he has so much comedy planning. Because, I mean, I don't know for you, but I don't plan my comedy. If I come out there and someone's got a thing, that becomes the comedy. That's the 10 minutes I'm going to do. But he had mind maps and things.
Yeah,
and
mind maps.
He does, diagrams. He does improv. And I thought, you shouldn't have that much stuff. But then he realized that improv does have that structure. You have to have the structure.
Yeah.
You do improv as well, Glenn?
Who is this?
Nadeem Solomon.
Nadeem, is he a comedian?
He's a comedian and he organizes a few gigs around town as well.
Oh, I haven't heard of him. What did you ask me? The thing about your questions, Dave, is you ask the question and then you just move on. You don't let me speak.
You know what's
you
nice?
You ask the question and then you just talk. Why are we even here? What? Whose show is this? It says
do you do
on the
improv?
Wall, the Dave
first
Levinson.
Question.
Do I do improv in real life? Or
For acting and stuff. Do you like it?
Nah.
What isn't real life?
This is so weird. He thinks this
what
is that we've gone to another
life?
Dimension to do a show.
It's that jersey. That jersey is
improv clubs,
reality.
They have them
here.
They have Starship Improvise.
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah. You know what about the thing about improv? And I'd like to hear from the listeners.
Oh, no, listeners. People can't phone in.
I really
I'd like
want
to hear from the listener.
Call. I really
Here
want
we go.
A phone call.
Here we go. I'm listening from Dublin, England. Talk to
just
Cindy.
Just one
please.
Person, hey?
This
We've
is
just
you.
Got
this
one.
Cindy, hi. This is Glenn.
Address Cindy.
I'm talking to you. Everyone
Cindy's
else,
your
up.
Person.
Cindy, I'll even let you finish this time.
Glenn Biederman Pam.
Hi, Cindy.
Cindy, hi. Okay, the thing about improv is it's much harder than it looks, okay? People think improv is Whose Line Is It Anyway. We all know the show Whose Line Is It Anyway.
Yeah.
People think that
this is turning into a bit of a lecture, but carry on.
Let him finish, Dave.
It's a very difficult skill to have, and when it's good, it's incredible, and when it's bad,
it's
absolute hogwash.
It's actually, I'm scared of it. I wouldn't do it.
It's very scary.
The way some people say I couldn't do comedy, look at stand-up, and I look at improv, and I'm like, I could never do that.
Yes, so that's to answer your question. It's a
okay,
very
what
difficult
what other questions thing. Do you feel that I butted in on? So you want to finish those two? You weren't really listening.
I can't remember.
And also, no one cares. Have you noticed that as well?
Also, no one cares.
Edelman Pam
oh,
will
yes,
become the best comedian in the world in 3 years' time. I make
that's
predictions on the show.
Thanks. The other thing you asked me was what do comedians talk about backstage?
Yes. I didn't ask you. Just referenced it.
Yeah. And it's really because people like to know this, what we talk about backstage. It's really what we're talking about right now, you know.
Sorry, Duncan was talking to me. Glenn, you are the worst guest we've had on the show. I'm telling you now, you're staying for the sex show. And you sit there and they will put a gag on you and you shut up.
Do I not even get to talk?
Not even get to talk. You quiet little dominant.
They're going to touch you inappropriately.
But for them, it's appropriate.
But I don't get why people...
They do,
they
show me on the door where you want us to touch you.
I don't get why people call in comedians.
Talk softly and slower.
I am talking softly.
Yeah, and you said like a whole long word.
No, he didn't. Dave.
How many words were in that sentence? Okay, tell me why. You don't know why? By the way, Glenn Beatham and Pam is black. He's a black Jew. I'm just giving you some cred.
It might not sound like
Lloyd, what did you say? You don't understand why?
Why comics get called... we always expect it to be funny. Like in interviews and radio.
You mean outside of comedy?
Like, yeah, but no. We're also people with thoughts about other things that are just
so what are your
thoughts.
Other thoughts and things?
He's got nymphs on
his thought. Makes a statement and then he's got nothing to back.
Well, no. What do you like? Conversation
you
works.
No, but do you like... But this is how interviews work. Do you collect
No,
stuff?
I'm actually trying to minimize my life. I'm actually...
Zen.
In my life, I'm literally going... If in my apartment, if it's not beautiful or functional, it gets out.
So you threw your mom out of your apartment.
Wow.
We went there.
Oh, we went there.
No, hang on. So are you going zen? Are you going fully minimalist?
No, I just don't like things.
Clutter.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
like
important,
stuff.
Though. I agree with you on the comedians after hours. Like, I went to a dinner party, and about halfway into it, this lady said, you know, you're a comedian. You're not that funny. So I said, well, you're a lawyer. You're not lawyering at the
exactly.
table.
Exactly.
Exactly. What is that? What do they want?
Angry.
What do they want from us?
Do you understand now why I interview people in the gardening sector? And people in gardening. And the next week, I'm interviewing a racing driver who's coming in here.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about other stuff that... Because I also am sick of...
How much more time do we have on the show?
We have so much time. You don't understand.
Thank God. Are you
struggling,
have a quick break? Dave?
Duncan's in charge.
You know what? Let's actually talk about
when we
comedy.
Come back.
Let's talk about actual comedy.
Okay.
And not just talk shit.
Who do you love overseas comics that you enjoy?
That
we can
currently
get on the show. I'll phone them. And they'll not be available.
I really enjoy... Fact Man. Just move on.
All right. Glenn, anyone
this is going
you love?
So well, David. It's going really well. I just like to say how well this interview is going.
Dylan
so
Moran.
Dylan Moran.
He's
Irish. Jesus. Hey, Cindy. He's from your land.
He's Irish. He's absolutely brilliant.
He's so glad.
He's got a podcast.
Does he?
Yeah, people download it. It's an actual podcast.
Dave, I would like to ask
you
a few questions.
Do you know who's on the show next week? Can I tell you something? Jerry Seinfeld. I've in touch with these people, and he's going to phone me, and we're going to talk to him on this podcast.
That's amazing.
So here, to everyone.
No, I can do a good Jerry Seinfeld.
Go. He might have to come back next week if he doesn't answer.
Okay. So ask me
another white person.
After this
Jerry,
ad break,
Jerry,
where there are no ads.
Jerry, where are you going after the show?
Where am I going after the show? Who cares where I'm going? It doesn't matter. You get in the traffic, you honk, they honk. It doesn't make a difference. All I do is yell in the traffic, and I go to the next interview.
Well, if anyone's seen B-movie, you recognize
while
that as the B from B-movie.
While
this
you're
Barack Obama,
in the
but.
Traffic, I was telling you to watch out for those assholes. Because if you're honest, if you're truly honest with yourself, you're a cunt.
Play the ad, please.
CliffCentral.com.
How to start your great with Kellogg's and the Kelman 20.
Don't procrastinate. Do what you want to do and do it now.
Be as good as you can, but they can't actually ignore you.
Run your own race and stop comparing yourself to other people.
On your own pace, your own race, your own lane.
Love yourself enough to work on yourself and be honest with yourself.
The main thing is action every single day. Small attainable goals that will get you in the right direction.
Hashtag start your great.
I'm very glad to be here because I've been going through a really rough patch. I just found out this week that my wife's a lesbian. It's been really tough because a couple of months ago I found out that I too was a lesbitarian. And now we're married. But you'll get equality soon. I do argue with my wife a bit, like not ugly argue, but really good at silent treatment, so it's quite quiet at our house at the moment. I look at women and at our gift is arguing, and I look at straight couples and I don't know how you do it, like it's obviously not natural. Because men are not equipped to deal with the arguing that women have. Because women are so good at it, and men look at that and they go, my wife's a vindictive bitch. Let me quickly explain how it works. Because for every argument that comes through your door, your wife will assess that argument. She'll go, do I have enough time, energy, and charisma to finish this argument the way I want to, the way you deserve to have it? She doesn't want to cheat you and give you a 5-hour argument when it's clearly a 15-hour thing. So she will assess that argument, right? And then when she goes, I won't be able to finish it, then she just goes ahead and bookmarks that argument for later. And she puts it in the argument library for later. You know, so when you have that quiet Saturday, you're both just sitting at home, the kids are at your mom's, and you go, the house is clean, we've got nothing to do. She'll go, one moment. But I feel sorry for straight people. Like, you know, when, because women, we do our best work in the car. When we argue, it's good to keep them close. So you know when you're driving and the couple in the car behind you is having an argument, and you know they're having an argument, there's no way you can miss it because he's got his, it's too hot in the sauna face on that. And she looks like a fox terrier eating peanut butter.
Nah, Ursula Carlson, I don't know if you recognize the accent there. There was a little bit of
Australian,
but she lives in New Zealand and does a lot of work in Australia. She's from Benoni.
Is she really?
That's crazy. Why would you ever move out of Benoni?
But why would you? Exactly. Now, this is the thing. My sister phoned me and said, call her. So she thought that the interview was tomorrow. But it's fine. We can call her now later in the studio or something. We can do it for next time.
Is this your sister?
That is not my sister.
But you both
I wish my sister was funny like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, she does. She's one of the listeners who listens to this podcast, Glenn, so have some respect.
This comedian?
She listens to this podcast from today.
The comedian we just heard now?
Yes.
She's great. That was really funny. I really enjoyed that.
Now, your overseas travel to London, what is your plan?
What do you mean, what is my plan?
To go to London. What are you going to plan? Are you going to see the sights or just doing comedy?
Oh, well, I'm going to be in Bristol as well. And I'm doing Jonglers, which is like a franchise.
It's a hard club to do. It's very,
have you done Jonglers?
I haven't. I've been to watch.
Okay, okay.
Difficult club.
Yeah, in Bristol or everywhere?
No, just the one I went in Birmingham or something.
This is going really well, eh?
But now, did you book that yourself? Or is that part of Eddie?
So one of the acts in the Jive Cape Town Funny Festival, Kev Orkin, he runs a lot
Kev
of
Orkin.
Kev Orkin,
yes,
yeah, the Armenian character.
Brilliant.
So he's booked me onto the Laugh Factory in London, and then a couple of other Jonglers in London.
Has
and
he seen your comedy? Because why would he?
No, he has no idea.
He has no idea.
Oh, look at you, David. Just last night you were telling me how good I was. Okay?
That was because you were behind me and we had lube.
Oh, God.
Listen,
wow.
So now, are you excited? You must be.
I'm excited. I really enjoy long distance flights.
No, not only that.
No, I really do. I really enjoy it.
Because I've watched you got on the Kaluma magazine, which is quite interesting as well. We're going to get the editors in here to talk about that. They have a comedian on the cover every month.
Yes.
And you were on
I was on in the busiest season in December, January. Yeah.
Purely because of your cover. Check, Luisa Madinga just left. Have you been on the cover yet?
No.
That's why he's left the conversation. He's like, you know, they did take a photo of you, but you didn't.
Okay.
You know what your cover should be? Just your top.
Why?
Flying low.
Well,
so you were on the cover and you entertained a plane, apparently. You got everyone to hold up the magazine.
Yep, I did. It was a 6 a.m. flight to Durban, one of the last flights of the month. And, you know, I said, you know what, I'm just going to do this. And the air hostess got up and no one knew who I was. They didn't even know I was
that
the
happens
person.
A lot.
They didn't even know I was the person
after this
on
podcast,
the cover.
8 less people are going to know who you are.
Probably, yeah. I'm going to drop from 44 followers on Twitter to 34.
How many Twitter followers do you have just in terms of?
Over 1,000.
Excellent. Yeah. How many followers do you have on Twitter that are real?
About 5,000.
Wow. Come closer to the microphone, please. How many are white?
5,000.
Say it
how many are
Barack
white?
Obama accent, please.
5,000.
That's Mandela, but anyway.
yeah, that's very close
there
to Mandela.
There are 5,000 of us, but we are
Dave, tell us quickly your Mandela thing. I love that joke of yours. Please do it.
You know what the problem with Mandela please voice is? He's died, and since then we've bastardized the accent. So we've got to listen to the archives and get the early recordings of the Rivonia trial, that's when he was at his peak of his accent. Wow. When they asked, because then he had a long speech, because he did a 10-20 minute speech. Yeah. And then you get it. So now we're all doing Mandela, which is a bastardized version of Yoda and Shakira.
So
Shakira's, I'm a hips don't lie, like that. And then there's Yoda, who's like, there is no try, only do. And then there's Nelson Mandela, which is,
No.
I don't do his full voice. I just do his emojis. Just do, like Nelson Mandela opening the fridge and seeing that there's stuff that he didn't expect. He's like, then Grasso says, close the fridge, you know, because you must never leave the fridge. And he, because of being in jail so long, they never had a fridge. So it's quite a cool thing for him. He's like, what's in the fridge today? Yeah. And Grasso's like, close the fridge. That's angry. And all he wanted was some pickled onions or some sauerkraut or something for his wurst roll.
Onions! Oh, that's funny.
That's Shakira opening the fridge. What's her thing that she does, that song? That's Yoda singing the World Cup song. Okay, now listen. Louis,
yes,
you got 5,000 followers, you got 1,000.
Over 1,000.
But the people that just 1,001.
I'm not going to say the number.
Do you think it's important, followers?
No, yes.
Why?
Definitely.
How do you translate it into business? You've got 1 minute left for the show.
Okay, quickly. Well, just to use Loy or myself as an example, or even
Eric Janssen.
If you've got a show, for example, easy. That's
no one comes to those shows.
No one comes because you've got no followers. But if you've got followers, that's 5,000 people who are reading your tweets or your Instagram.
Do you work your tweets with hashtags and do the proper way to tweet?
Man, I feel like hashtags are a cheat. I feel like you're cheating.
What do you mean cheating?
You're just trying to jump
that's
on
like
a
saying, bandwagon. Oh, cars. I feel like steering wheels are cheating. I feel like
no. I don't talk like that.
So you feel like cheating? So if you tell people to come and
this
see
is Kempe
me,
and Pam.
That's not how I speak.
Hi.
That's not how I speak.
Okay, go. Louis or Dinglin. Go.
Hi. I'm Glenn. And I've been going to England. I'm going to England.
Oh my God, that's not how I speak.
That's exactly what you said. When are you going to England? When are you taking your brand of comedy to England?
I want to go to England.
Okay. We're going to wrap up the show. Eric, do you want to tell people how many followers do you have? Do you want to say hello hi to all of them?
There's still 5 minutes.
I don't know.
They chuck us out here a minute before, and they said I'm rude. I don't say goodbye to my guests properly. Or, in fact, to the people listening. So
thank you for listening.
And Michelle Kirschenbaum, and to all the Michelles that are listening. Eric, please say goodbye and thank you, and tell us where you can be this week.
I'm going to be at work.
But no, man, you're a comedian, so you have
no,
to be
joking.
Specific.
At the Goliath Comedy Club, come through. Watch comedy. Everyone go does. To Parker's
but
Comedy.
What about,
watch
are you
going to
be doing the other ones out in Menland? Are you going to do Fire and Ice, Josie Comedy?
Probably, I don't know.
Do you follow Samoka on Twitter?
Yeah, I do, and on Facebook.
Okay, good.
Dope
Louis, are you going to be at your show? Are you working this week, weekend?
Yes, so my show is called Born Freeish. Find her online. You can buy it at ticketpro.com. And yeah, so I'm doing previews of the show in Durban and Cape Town early next month.
So you're doing busy work. Okay, cool. Yeah. So that's and it's called Born Freeish.
Born Freeish.
I like it. So it's catchy.
Yeah,
it's
catchy.
Catchy.
You know, it's important. It's because the word "born free" is very hyped
that's
now.
Right,
with
because
the
it
kids.
Was a great movie about a lion.
The kids, yeah.
Born Free was actually about the lion.
Yeah.
And Joy Adamson, she brought up the lion in the lounge.
I must say, I don't know this movie.
No, that's what I'm telling you. That's how you agree.
But I agree.
Sorry. That is your best Dutchman accent.
And also, do not use this podcast as any kind of measure of my stand-up ability.
Okay, good. Glenn, where are you going to be? Say goodbye, Glenn.
Goodbye, Glenn. Thank you so much. And thanks.
And that's all the time we have. Thank you for tuning in.
I've got my show. I'm working tonight at the Goliath Club.
I'll see you there.
I'm doing something called Agony Barman and Dave, which is a barman doing therapy.
So funny.
It's just weird, and I love it because I get to freestyle, and that's the only time I'm alive.
You're great.
So now, can we play this song? Because we're going to end every
Shakira.
Every time
see,
we end, we're going
to
play Shakira.
Talk about like how you feel most alive on stage.
Oh yes,
like, that's
interesting. And I've got, you know, whenever I've got, if you notice that I've got a semi, I'm doing some good comedy. Or there's a chicken in the front.
I'll keep cock checking you.
This has been fun. Thanks for listening,
guys.
We're
gonna go out to the protest song.
Have a good
nice weekend.
This is CliffCentral.com.